Despite being a disgraced former president who was incarcerated, Jacob Zuma is emerging as a significant political wildcard in South Africa's election campaign. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. This follows his dramatic decision to abandon the ruling African National Congress, ANC, in favour of the newly established Umkhonto weSizwe Party, translating to Spear of the Nation. Leading its campaign in the upcoming May 29 general election, the 81-year-old is rallying citizens to reject the ANC led by his successor, President Cyril Ramaphosa. Zuma is, as always, playing a cunning game, remarked political analyst Richard. He isn't seeking power per se, but rather influence within the ANC. His aim is to unseat Ramaphosa in favour of a more compliant leader, he added. Recent opinion polls indicate that Mr. Zuma's party, abbreviated as MK, is making substantial strides, garnering approximately 13% of the national vote and 25% in KwaZulu-Natal, Zuma's political stronghold. However, Angelo Fick, director of research at the All Socioeconomic Research Institute in Johannesburg, anticipates fewer votes for the party, especially in the national parliament ballot. I'd be surprised if it secures 6%, he remarked, drawing parallels to the initial electoral performance of the Economic Freedom Fighters, EFF, in 2014. Professor Corland emphasized Mr. Zuma's pivotal role in securing votes for the party, citing his charisma and populist appeal, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal. The MK party aims to wield significant influence, particularly as forecasts suggest the ANC could lose its outright majority in the national parliament for the first time since the end of white minority rule 3 decades ago. Paddy Harper, KwaZulu-Natal correspondent for the South African Mail and Guardian newspaper, highlighted the province's significance for the ANC and the potential ramifications of losing control there. The ANC initially disregarded the MK party, but after Zuma endorsed it in December, legal action ensued to deregister it and prevent its participation in the elections. A contentious issue revolves around Zuma's eligibility as a lawmaker due to his conviction for contempt of court in 2021, and facing corruption charges. Despite these legal hurdles, the MK party has placed Zuma at the top of its parliamentary candidate list, signalling his enduring influence. Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sambudla, nominated as a parliamentary candidate, further underscores his political legacy and continued involvement in the party's affairs. The deep-seated animosity between Zuma and Ramaphosa, evident in their political rhetoric, has raised concerns about potential violence amid their electoral rivalry. Many South Africans hope that political differences will not escalate into further unrest as the election approaches. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.